Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Gimel, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. So the Gemara now is going to discuss the final parts of the very long first Mishnah of the Masechta. We're still, to a degree, discussing the idea of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and specifically how a person got kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and how a person got kapara for Shara Veira. So we saw in the Mishnah discussed that if somebody was Nichshon in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, so depending on what variable of the Avera was done, that determined what type of kapara he needed. If it was done b'shoigig and there was yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'saif, carbon oil v'yayriv. If there was yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'saif, that was the sar echad l'ashem, the chatas hapnimi, that was brought in Kippur, that was mechaper. If there was no yediyah b'tchila and there was yediyah b'saif, the sar hanasa b'chutz, the chatas that was brought in the mezbeich achitzan, that was part of the musafin that was brought in Kippur, that was mechaper. If there was no yediyah, not b'tchila, not b'saif, so there already, it's a little bit more complicated. Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda said the Siri Harugolim, the Siri Rishchaydash Mechaper. Rabbi Shimon said it was Dafka, the Siri Harugolim that were Mechaper, the Siri Rishchaydash were Mechaper for a Torah that ate Kachim Tameh. Stating that, there was also a Shitas Rabbi Yishmael that we saw in the Gemara, where Rabbi Yishmael says that even if there's no Yediyah Betchila, as long as there's Yediyah Besayif, you bring a carbon oil of a Yairid. Shitas Rabbi Yishmael is going to be featured again in the second parak. We also had Shitas Rameir, where Rameir said that Hukshu, all the Seirim that were part of the Musafin, whether it was the Musaf that was brought in Yom Kippur, the Seir Yirgalim, the Seir Rishchaydish, they were all Mechaper for the same thing. No Yediyah Betchila, Yediyah Besayif, no Yediyah Betchila, no Yediyah Besayif, and a Torah that ate Kachim Tom. The end of the Mishnah discusses, what if somebody was Nichshon and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of B'mezid? How did he get Kapara? So the Mishnah again says, it was the Sara Nasa B'fnim. The Sara Nasa B'fnim that was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of B'shoigig, where there was Yediyah B'tchila, no Yediyah B'soif, it was also Mechaper for someone that was Nichshon in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of B'mezid. What about Shara Veiros? Shara Veiros, for that we had the Sar HaMishtaleach. So the Seirim that were brought on Yom Kippur were Mechaper for different permutations of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Every other Avera in the Torah, the Kapara was gotten through the Sar HaMishtaleach. Another thing that was Mavur in the end of the Mishnah is that although the Yisraelim got Kapara and the Levim got their Kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav through the respective Seirim, the Kehanim got Kapara not through the Seirim but rather through the Par. Right in the beginning of Parshas Achrimos, Aharon HaKohen is told that in Yom Kippur you're going to have to bring a par. That par was meratza also, it was also mechaper. It was mechaper for the Kohanim, for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So whereas the Soyer was mechaper for the Yisraelim and the Levian, the Kohanim got kapara through the par. Now, was it mechaper only for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav of the Kohanim? What about Shara Veiros? We'll see in today's daf, it's Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Either way, today's daf picks up really where a lot of the dafin of last week were, which is dafin that deal with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, stating that a lot of Geshmaka Gemaras, a lot of Geshmaka Reid, a whole Amid Gemara here, you'd give them an alf that you would expect really to find in the end of Masechtas Yuma, some of which is actually found in the end of Masechtas Yuma. So today's daf will be Bezrat Hashem hashtag Reid, but again, a culmination to a lot of what we've been talking about over the last week. So, the Mishnah said that as it relates to other mitzvahs in the Torah, meaning not Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Hakalos V'Chamuros, whether it's a Kala or a Chamura, Hazdoinos V'Hashgogos, whether you did it B'mezid or B'Shogig, Hoida, you knew about it, V'Loi Hoida, you didn't know about it, Asay V'Lois Asay, Krisus U'Misas Bezden, all of the above, Sara Mishtalech Mechaper. Frank the Gemara, the Mishnah seems a little bit redundant. Hainu Kalois, Hainu Asay V'Lois Asay. Aren't kalois and ase and lois ase the same thing? Meaning, if you're going to plot ase, lois ase, chai v'krisus, chai v'mises bezin, and you're going to want to determine which are the kalois, which are the chamura. So you'll say, ase and lois ase are the kalois. Krisois and Mises Bezdin are the Chamuris. Afraid the Gemara, Hainu Kalis, Hainu Asev Eloisa, say Chamuris, Hainu Krisois, U Mises Bezdin. So why is the Mishnah mentioning Kalis and Chamuris and then mentioning Asev Eloisa, say Chavi Krisois and Chavi Mises Bezdin? Additionally, afraid the Gemara, Hoida, Hainu Mezid, Loi Hoida, Hainu Shoig. The Mishnah says whether it was Hoida, Loi Hoida, whether it was Mezid or Shoigig. Hoida means it was done by Mezid. You knew about it. Loi Hoida means it was done by Shoigig. So why is the Mishnah so wordy? Isn't it redundant? I'm Rav Yehuda, Hachi Kam. You're right. This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Al Shara, there should be as it relates to other avers in the Torah, get not to mas mikdash v'kadoshav ben kalis ben chamuris ben chasam b'shoigig ben chasam b'meis oisan chasam b'shoigig. And with regards to those that you did b'shoigig ben noida loy sveikon ben loida sveikon hoida or loy hoida doesn't mean shoigig u'meis like the Gemara thought in the Kasha. Hoida or loy hoida means did you know about it? Did you not know about it? Who cares? When you learn the first paragraph of Masechta Shavuos, you know who cares. Because that's what matters when it comes to understanding the details of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of the Shoigig. So, Sol Kedai Techamina, I would have thought that maybe as it relates to doing Shara Averus B'Shoigig, there's a difference between Hoida Oloi Hoida. The Elu Hen Kalos, and then what the Mishnah means to say is what are examples of Kalos, Asei V'Loi Sasei, the Elu Hen Chamures, what are examples of Chamures, Krisei of Mrs. Bezin. So you're right, the Mishnah's not giving 10 different classes of Averis. This Kalis, this Chamurois, this Asay and Lois Asay, this Krisis and Mises Bezin, this Shaygig and Mezid, this Hoida Loi Hoida. It's not all different classes. There is some redundancy, and you have to know how to read the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda taught us, Hachi Kamar, this is the way you read the Mishnah. Bottom line is that for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, there were the Seirim, or the Par for the Kayin, for Shara Averis Shepetere, everything else. I say, lois, I say, chayvi krisis, chayvi mises bez, amazing shogig. There was yedia, there wasn't yedia. The halach is going to be the same. It was the sor hamishtalech. Freik the Gemara. Hay, I say, hey, chidomi. And this next Gemara is a classic. When we say that the sor hamishtalech was mechaper for a bitl mitzvah sase. So there was a yid who didn't take dalet minim on sukkahs. He didn't light the menorah on Chanukah. He didn't put on tefillin. He didn't learn Kriya Shema. He was mevatel mitzvah saseh deiraisa. Yom Kippur came. The ish iti took the sora mishtaleach, and through the hakrova of the sora mishtaleach, this yid now got kapara for the bitul mitzvah saseh. Says the Gemara, what's going on? Idaloy avetshuva. If this person that now is going to get kapara through the sora mishtaleach didn't do tshuva, then there's no way the sar mishtalech is going to be mechaper for him. Because zevach rishon tayev. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says that the carbon that a rasha brings is a tayev. I mean that the sar mishtalech is a carbon. And if this person did an avera, he was mevatel a mitzvah saseh and didn't do tshuva, he's a rasha, so there's no way that it's going to work. Elamai, he did tshuva. Ida avet tshuva. If he did do tshuva, call yoy manami, that he doesn't need Yom Kippur. He doesn't need the sar mishtalech. Tiny, we learn to the brayso over la mitzvah saseh. If a person's over a mitzvah saseh, the asa tshuva, and he does tshuva, loizaz mishamat shemaychum lai. Sometimes a person could do an avera, and even if he does tshuva, he's not getting kapara so fast. There's an idea of Yom Kippur, of Yom Hamisa, Yesurim loyaleinu. There are certain things that a person needs sometimes to assist in the kapara process. But the Braisa says, mitzvah saseh, being that it's the lowest on the totem pole, despite the fact that saseh is deichalei saseh, but still it's considered the lowest in terms of severity, and therefore, over al mitzvah saseh v'asa tshuva, loy zaz misham, ad shemaychal loy, sefei de gemara manavshach. If he did tshuva, then he has kapara without the sar mishtalech. And if he didn't do tshuva, then vas health the sar mishtalech. Zevech risham teeva. Amar Rab Zeiros said, ba'imid v'merit. Really, we're talking about where he didn't do tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, how could the sar mishtalech help the Rebbe? We're going according to Rebbe. The Tanya, we're going to the Braise. Rebbe Yoimer. This is a very well-known shita. Akol aver shebet Torah bin aseh, bin asa tshuva, bin loy asa tshuva, yemi kippur mechaper. Every aver in the Torah, whether a person did do tshuva or he didn't do tshuva, when Yom Kippur comes, he gets kapara for the aver that he did. Chutz, there's a big three. Not Abay Dazar, Gila Rai, Shrikas Damim. What are the big three? A Pyreg oil, Rashi says, Koifa Be'ekar. Umegal upon a Matera, Rashi invokes, Menashe, Sanhedrin, Sadik, Tezam, and Beis. Gemara is that we spent a lot of time when we learned Perek Chelik. Umefer Bris Bebasar, Rashi says, he's Mevatel Bris Milo. Those three are there. So if a person commits those, Im Asa Tshuva, Yem Kippur Mechaper. If he does Tshuva, Yem Kippur is going to be Mechaper. Vim La, but if he doesn't do Tshuva, in Yem Kippur Mechaper, then Yem Kippur is not going to be Mechaper. Now, what do you see from there? It's daf my time of the Rebbe, says the Gemara. Before that, the time went to the Braiso. Kidvar Hashem Bozo. Now, this pasuk is a pasuk that came up a lot in Masechtas Sanhedrin. It's a pasuk that's mentioned in Parsha Shlach, in the Parsha of an Oyved Avodah Zarah. If someone's Oyved Avodah Zarah, b'mezid, tzchayv mitzvah bezdin, Chayiv Koris B'Shoygi has to bring a Korban Chatas. And the pasuk says Ki Dvar Hashem Boza. This Yid that was over Avodah Zorah, he was Mevazah the Dvar Hashem, that's Mitzvosoi Hefer, and as a result, he kores, HaNefesh Ahi Avoyna Bo. Says Rebbe, Ki Dvar Hashem Bozo, Zah Perigo, Umegal upon a Matur. That's referring to the Kofi Be'ikna and the person that's Megal upon a Matur. That's Mitzvosoi Hefer, Zah Mefer Bis. Bibos, that's talking about someone that's made for Brismila. He kores, says the Pasik. He kores Lifnei Yom HaKippurim. He kores, the double lashon teaches me, La'acha Yom HaKippurim. That this person is going to be Chayiv Kores even after Yom Kippur. Meaning Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper. If Yom Kippur would be Mechaper, why would he be Chayiv Kores after Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Yochel, I would have thought Afilo was a tshuva. I would have thought that's true, even if he did tshuva. Ta'amud loymer avoy nabot, loyamarti el bezman shavoy nabot. Meaning tshuva helps, even for these averes. But the point is that if someone is a Dvar Hashem Bozo, ves mitzvasei hofer, and what's the definition of a Dvar Hashem Bozo, ves mitzvasei hofer, says Rabbi. Dvar Hashem Bozo is a pyrrhic oil, magal upon a batoyer. Ves mitzvasei hofer is someone that's made for bris mila. That person is he kores lifnei Yom HaKippurim, ti kores l'acha Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is not mechaper, only if he doesn't tshuva. If he does tshuva, of course Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. But that person, if he doesn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. Says Rashi, what do you see from here? Michlal lavat ha-shemeyahen, then any other avera, other than these big three, if Yom Kippur comes, even if he doesn't do tshuva, so he's going to get up. It's these three things where there's an idea of hikores, tikores, afilu la'acha Yom HaKippurim, if he didn't do tshuva. But any other avera, even if he doesn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. So this is Shitas Rebbe, where Rebbe says, "I'll call Avera Shabbatayra, bein also tshuva, bein lo yoso tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Chutz mi perikayl, umegal upon a matayra, umei for bris bebasar. Over there, it's him also tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Then love ain Yom HaKippurim mechaper. The Rabbanon who argue with Rebbe, the Rabbanon say that Yom Kippur is only mechaper even for other Averas. If he did tshuva, how did they read this pasuk? Tikores ba'oil mazeh, tikores lo'oil. Tikkores doesn't mean lifnei Yom HaKippurim, la'acha Yom HaKippurim. Why? Because tikkores la'acha Yom HaKippurim isn't only true for these three averas. Tikkores la'acha Yom HaKippurim would be true even for shar averas. Because Yom Kippur is never mechaper to the extent we're talking about someone that didn't do tshuva. This pasuk that singles out these three averas, kidvar Hashem bozo, ves mitzvasei hofer, that we're talking about three averas chamurz, can't be telling me a halacha in when Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Because Yom Kippur is never mechaper b'loy tshuva. Even for shar averus, even for averus kalus, Yom Kippur is not mechaper without tshuva. Yom Kippur is never mechaper without tshuva. So what does hikoris tikoris mean? Hikoris b'leilam hazeh, hikoris leilam haba. The pasuk saying that these people don't have chelik leilam haba. It says avoy nabo. Shemasa tshuva meis misim b'marakis. Avada, that's only true if the person doesn't do tshuva. If the person does tshuva, misa is going to be b'marak, then he will have a chelik leilam haba. But the bottom line is, where the pasuk is singling out these three averus, according to Rabbanan, is not with regards to when it is that Yom Kippur is not mechaper b'loy tshuva. Because Yom Kippur is never mechaper b'loy tshuva. It's singling out when there's this idea that even Yom Kippur itself is not mechaper. Even when there's an idea that a person can have this avera with him, even the yema misa is maybe not going to be mechaper. There's an idea of tikores ba'olam. But either way, so we have a machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. It's all based on how to understand those psukim that are really not talking about shar averus. They're talking about a dvar Hashem bozo ves mitzvasei hofer. Michlal lav at hashemei ahen. We can imply what the halach is by shar averus. Whether Yom Kippur is mechaper even below avet tshuva or it's not mechaper below avet tshuva. Regardless, bringing it back to our Mishnah says that if a person is over a mitzvah saseh, the sari mishtalech was mechaper. The Gemara's kasha was heichidab. Eid loy avet tshuva zevach rishon. And he did Ovid Tshuva. He doesn't need the Sara Mishtaleach because Loizaz Misham Absalom Eichemloy. The Teretz is Ba'omid Ben Mardai. We're talking about where he didn't do Tshuva. I Zevach Misham Teyeva. Being that this Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper. Because there's an idea where Shitas Rebbe is, it's known in Shas as Itzuma Yishal Yom is Mechaper. Yom Kippur itself has a Koich Mi Mechaper. And being that Yom Kippur itself has a Koich Mi Mechaper, it's for that reason he's going to get a Kapar. Now, all the Rishayim asked the Kasha. So what's Mechaper? Is Yom Kippur Mechaper? Is the Sara Mechaper? What the Gemara is essentially saying is that I agree. There's an idea, Zevach Hashem Teyeva. And there's no way for the Sar Mishtalech to be Mechaper.
But the Sar Mishloach was brought in Yom Kippur. If there's Yom Kippur could be a Mechaper. And Yom Kippur is not a Korban, and as a result, it doesn't fall under the guidelines of Zevach Hashem Teiv. Doesn't Yom Kippur require Tshuva? No, it's Machloikis, Rebbe and the Rabbanon. And Hamani, the Mishnah, is, of course, Rebbe Yudah Nasi, and it's going B'shitas Rebbe, where Rebbe holds that Yitzuma Shloem is going to be a Mechaper. Either way, I am Rishonim. The Rishonim all tried to find different ways to answer this kash, but that's the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is that Hamani, the Mishnah, is going according to Rebbe. Zok de Gemara. Mi mutzis machas zok Rebbe. Can you tell me that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe? The safe of Rebbe Yehuda, Reish Anam Rebbe Yehuda. The safe of the Mishnah we know is Rebbe Yehuda. And if the safe of the Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda, wouldn't it make sense to say that the Reish is also Rebbe Yehuda? In other words, the Gemara is asking that we're going to see now the safe of the Mishnah is really predicated on a very controversial shita, or something that's been machloikish shnuya. And it's shitas Rabbi Yehuda. You're telling me now that the Reisha of the Mishnah that says that for an aseh, the Sar Mishtalech was Mechaper, is going according to the Das Yochid, the well-known Shita Mechudeshes, which is Shita's Rebbe. And I know that the Seifa is going according to Shita Mechudeshes, a well-known Shita, Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a little bit interesting to make a Mishnah going according to two Chedushim, a Shita's Rebbe and a Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Because it would almost force you to say that Rabbi Yehuda would hold like Rabbi, or Rabbi would hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara is uncomfortable attributing such a big chiddush to another Tana that we don't know for sure held of that chiddush. For me, the safe Rabbi Yehuda, the safe is Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Anami, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani safe, the safe said, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kayanim, the Echad Koyim Meshuach, all get kapara for Shara Veres with the Sar Mishtalech. Meaning, even though the Kayanim got kapara differently than the regular Yisraelim for Tumas Mikdash Vekadashah, but for Shara Veres, everybody got it through the Sar Mishtalech. For Tumas Mikdash Vekadashah, the Israelim got it through the Seirim. For Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of the Kehanim got it through the Par. But as it relates to Shara Averis, everybody got it through the Sar Mishtalech. Uman Islei Ha'isfar, who's the one that holds that Rabbi Yehuda? Who doesn't? We're going to see on Amud Beis, Reb Shimon. But either way, it's really B'machloik Yishnuya. And the Mishnah's clearly taking the position that the Sar Mishtalech didn't just work for the Yisraelim, it worked for the Kehanim as well. So if the Seif is Rabbi Yehuda, Michlal, the Reisha Rabbi Yehuda, the Reisha is also Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if you're telling me the Reisha is Rabbi, so it's not Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hivasavah like Rabbi Yehuda. It's really Rabbi, and Rabbi held like Rabbi Yehuda, which again, clearly the Gemara was uncomfortable in the Havamina saying that. But that's what the Gemara is saying. It's really Rabbi. Rabbi holds Yitzum Mishloyeh Mechaper. That's the beer in the Reisha, the Mishnah. Rabbi also holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Sar Mishtalech didn't only work for the Israelim, it worked for the Kehanim as well. Amalei Abayas, Abayas, Rabbi Yosef, Dafka Kama, my Rabbi Savah like Rabbi Yehuda, Al Rabbi Yehuda Loi Savah like Rabbi. When you said it's Rabbi, and Rabbi also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, was it Bedafka that way? Why didn't you say Fakert? Or could you have said Fakert? Could you have said that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, and the ramifications would be that Rabbi Yehuda also holds that Yitzum HaShalyim is Mechaper, which again, is a Chiddush, because Yitzum HaShalyim Mechaper is a very Chiddush Degashita, or maybe no. Mid Rebbe Savala Kareb Yehuda, after Rabbi Yehuda Savala Nami Karebi, you could have gone either way. So why did you say it this way? Abai is telling his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Mi Urcha the Milsek Tani, maybe the Talmud Savala Kareb. Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rebbe is going b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, not that the Rebbe is going in the sheet of his Talmud. So that's what he wanted to know. When you said Rebbe v'sava like Rabbi Yehuda, was it bedafka that way? Because you had information that Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold like Rebbe? Or urcha de milsa nokat? But really, you could have gone either way. Amalesa, he told him, you're asking very good. Davka Kamina, Rabbi Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Av Rabbi Yehuda, I know for a fact, Loi Savalak Rabbi. Because I know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know like Rabbi. I couldn't say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Vesavalak Rabbi. I had to say the Mishnah is Rabbi Vesavalak Rabbi Yehuda. Because we know for a fact, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the two Mishnah Yemecha. Time we went to the Brai, so Yochiyah Yemekibur, Mechaper Al Shavim Veshein and Shavim. I would have thought that Yemekibur should be Mechaper for people that do Tshuva, and maybe for people that don't do Tshuva as well. Vedinu. Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me, Hoy Vachatas Vashem Mechaperim, Vyemekibur Mechaper. We know there are Karbonis that are Mechaper, such as the Chatas and the Asham. And Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Ma Chattas Vashem in Mechaper Nevo Allah Shavu. Just like Chattas Vashem is only Mechaper for people that do Tshuva. Af Yom HaKippurim, so too Yom Kippur in Mechaper Ela Allah Shavu. So it makes sense to say that maybe Dumi the Chattas Vashem, Yom Kippur should only be Mechaper for Shavu. But the Gemara says, Ma Chattas Vashem, Shein Mechaper Nal Mezik Yishoyegi. Chattas Vashem don't have the same koyach to be Mechaper like Yom Kippur does, because Karbon is usually a Mechaper only for a Shoyegig. Taimel Yom Kippur is a Mechaper al Mezik Yishoyegig. Hoyul Mechaper al Mezik Yishoyegig, Yechaper al Shavu, Vashem Ein Shavu. So again, this is
The Brisa is speaking out. Should Yom Kippur be mechaper only for people that do tshuva or not? So at first glance, what's the precedence? Karbonos. Karbonos are only mechaper for people that do tshuva. So if karbonos are only mechaper for people that do tshuva, so maybe Yom Kippur should also only be mechaper for people that do tshuva. But then again, you see, Yom Kippur has a bigger koyach hakapara than karbonos do. Because karbonos are only mechaper for shoygig, whereas Yom Kippur is mechaper even for mezit. Says the Gemara, Talmud Loimar, ach. The pasuk says, ach, ba'asur l'chodesh ha'shvi'a hazeh yemak yipurim u'mikra kodesh. Ach, cholak. Ach is coming to say that even though Yom Kippur is mechaper, but ach, cholak, it divides and it says it's not always mechaper. It's usually mechaper, but sometimes it's not mechaper. When is it not mechaper? If you didn't do tshuva. Zenechanam, you can't learn Yom Kippur directly from Chatas V'Asham and say just like Chatas V'Asham needs tshuva, Yom Kippur also needs tshuva. Because I could always tell you, Malach Chatas V'Asham, it's only mechaper on Shoigit. Taimir b'yem yakipurim, shemechaper b'mezit. But Ach teaches me that Yom Kippur is only mechaper for mezit. This is a braisa. It's not just a braisa, it's a Torah's koyanim. Says the Gemara, Stam Sifra, Stam Torah's koyanim, Mani Rabbi Yehuda. We know that Stam Torah's koyanim is Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. And what does this Torah's koyanim say? Shove him in, loy, shove him loy. So you see clearly that Stam Sifra, who's Rabbi Yehuda, is of the opinion that Yom Kippur is only mechaper for people that do tshuva. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda cannot hold like Rabbi. So we have a Mishnah where the Reish is Rabbi and the Seif is Rabbi Yehuda. And it's either Rabbi v'savah like Rabbi Yehuda, or it's Rabbi Yehuda v'savah like Rabbi. So Rabbi Yosef said it's Rabbi v'savah like Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi that holds Yitzumei Shalyoim as mechaper, afilu b'loy tshuva. He's going to be savah like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Sarah Mishtalech was mechaper for Kayhanim al Shara Verish, just like it was mechaper for the Israel al Shara Verish. But it's not Rabbi Yehuda v'savah like Rabbi, because we have information, we know for a fact, based on this Torah's Kayanim, and knowing Gemara and Sanhedrin Peivav Amidav, that the author of Torah's Kayanim is Rabbi Yehuda, that it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, Darshan, Ach, Ba'asal, HaChodesh, HaShvi'i, HaZeh, Yom HaKippurim, that Yom Kippur is not always Mechaper. What does it mean it's not always Mechaper? It's not Mechaper for people that don't do tshuva. Either way, the mission is Rabbi, V'savah like Rabbi Yehuda. But says the Gemara, V'rom Yistam Sifra, Astam Sifra. So we just mentioned Astam Sifra. You don't get this every day. It feels very kachem dik. Astam Sifra. So V'rom Yistam Sifra, Astam Sifra. We had Astam Sifra that says that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper for Shavit. Not like Rebbe. Itzume Shal Yoyim is not Mechaper. The problem is done Nachab Reis. Tiny, we learned to the Reis. Yochel Yeh Yom Kippur Mechaper L'Mekin Esanaboy. I would have thought that Yom Kippur should only be Mechaper for a person that fasts on Yom Kippur. V'koroi Mikro Kodesh. So what does that mean? So Rashi said, he said the brachas of Mekadesh Yisrael V'yem HaKippurim. I am Toisfis, I am Poiskin, I am Nice Raid, Vein Kamakoy Melaharich, Velayasavay Malacha, or a person that didn't do Malacha. So, meaning, I would have thought, at first glance, it seems quite reasonable. Yom Kippur is a very special matana that Eivishta gave the Yidden. It's a Yom Kapara. You walk into Yom Kippur, you Mali Averis, you leave Yom Kippur 24, 25 hours later, and you're Kavinaki, but that works. If you do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, you stay in shul with the kittel, and you don't eat, and you don't wear shoes, and you do everything you're supposed to do. What if somebody was loy yisana, but if he didn't fast Yom Kippur? V'loy kare mikra kodesh, and he didn't go to shul. V'osa by malacha, and he did malacha. Minayin, how do I know you still got kapara? Talmud loy ma yom kippurimu. Yom Kippur always works. You eat sumesh yom is mechap. Now this is also a teres kayanim, and it's a stam teres kayanim. It's what the Gemara calls stam sifra, and this stam sifra says that Yom Kippur is always mechaper. So freak the Gemara v'rami stam sifra, a stam sifra. We have a stam sifra that darshins ach. But also lachidish hashvi hazeh to tell me ach is mechalik. Yom Kippur is not always mechaper. It's only mechaper for shavim. And then we have the next words yom kippurim who. It's the same pasuk where the pasuk says who that Yom Kippur is always mechaper. So which one is it? Says the Gemara Amar Abayi leikasha harabbi harabbi Yehuda. You have to say that the second price is really Rebbe. It's true, it's a Stam Sifra. And usually Stam Sifra would be Rebbe Yehuda. But this Stam Sifra is not really Rebbe Yehuda. This Stam Sifra is Rebbe. And it's Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. It's Machlokes Tanoim. Whether Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even for people that are Ein and Shavim, even for people that didn't do Tshuva, you have to say that this Taka Stira, there's two Stam Sifra as it relates to the Salacha. Rava, my Rava says, Hava HaRebbe. Really, both are going according to Rebbe. Umayde Rebbe, Rebbe's going to be Mayde, Bekoros de Yoima. Although Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is Mechaper af l'she'en and Shavim, but it's only Mechaper for Averis
that are not Yom Kippur related. But let's say somebody eats on Yom Kippur. If somebody does malach on Yom Kippur, someone is not Mekadesh Yom Kippur, somebody violates Yom Kippur, for that person, Yom Kippur itself is not going to be Mechaper. So the Braisa that says Yom Kippur is always Mechaper, that's Rebbe. The Braisa that says Yom Kippur is not always Mechaper, ach, it's talking about for the Averis of Yom Kippur. Now, at first glance, if you're healthy Cheshmi, you can't even go weiter without seeing Rashi. Because what did the second Braisa say? The second Braisa that says Itzumei Shalyoim is Mechaper said clearly, I would have thought that if a person didn't fast and he was like Karim Mikra Kodesh and he did Malacha, he shouldn't get Kapara. Tamalim he gets Kapara. What did that person do? He was over that Averis on Yom Kippur. So Rashi says, the way you have to read the Gemara is, I would have thought that if a person doesn't fast on Yom Kippur, then maybe Yom Kippur is not going to work to be Mechaper for the other Averis. Meaning, it's true, Enochinami of Kippur won't be Mechaper for the Averis that he did. But here's the Chiddush, that a person can eat on Yom Kippur, he could do terrible Averis on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur will still be Mechaper for Shara Averis. That's the price. I would have thought that if you didn't fast Yom Kippur, you don't get Kapara for the other Averis. Talmud, Loim Yom Kippurim, you do get Kapara for the other Averis. But as it relates to getting Kapara for this Aver itself, that's Ach. So it's a little counterintuitive. That's the first Braisa. For that, you're not going to get, says the Gemara. And I'll prove to you, Rava said, that Rebbe, who holds Itzumei Shal Yoyim Mechaper, with the exception of the Gimel Averis Chamurois, or his three Averis, a Peirik Goyel, Umegalu Panav Atayra, and someone that's made for Bris Mila, but with the exception of those, Itzumei Shal Yoyim is Mechaper, but it's now also not Mechaper for Yom Kippur the Gaveros. How do I know that? How could a person ever get Karis for doing an Avera on Yom Kippur for which he chayev Karis? What's the problem? Somebody eats on Yom Kippur. So he was over v'nisim es nafshoy seichem. He's now chayev Karis. He did it on Yom Kippur. So itzumei shoyoyim of Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. It's a cash 22. How is it ever possible? The Gemara says, Alom Avoy, Mishkachas Loki going to Ove Belayla. Maybe he ate at night and he died. And being the way, also Yamama Lechpurele, the sun never rose the next morning for him. As a result, he's not going to get kapara. Take a look at the last Rashi on the Amid. She'ein mechaper el yoy. Dechsev ki biyoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. That the kapara is dafka bayoyim. So it's very possible. A person did daver at night. He's chayiv chorus for the daver that he did at night, but he never got kapara because he never got the Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says, that's true. El chorus the Yom Kippur, the Rebbe Lassi. But it shouldn't be possible for a person to be over or get chorus for Naveri that he did during the day. Now, who said it has to be possible for a person to be chayiv chorus for Naveri that he does during the day? So now let's look at the top Rashi. For behed yiksiv chorus the imama. Dechsiv bein bi'inui, bein b'melocha, be'etzem ayoyim hazeh. Very gishmak. So it says that if a person does melocha, or he eats on Yom Kippur, be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, he's going to be chayiv chorus. According to Rebbe, if he did it again, be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, did it during broad daylight, he did it during the day, then you have yitzumei shoyoyim, you're going to get kaparim emel. Elamai says, Rav, it's muchrach. You have to say that the Yitzumei Shoyoyim that's mechaper according to Rebbe is not going to be mechaper for averus that a person does on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says, Alam Aloy, it's still possible. Mishkachas lo da'ochal umtza v'chonke umes. A person ate on Yom Kippur and he choked while he was eating. Or he died right before Shkia. There wasn't even 1 second for he ate and mamish as the sun set. The bottom line is we have to come up to some briske hechetinses in order to make this work. A mefarcheses type of for anyone that learned the brisk hechetinsa to try to come up with an etza. How would it be possible? But regardless, Rava had his yisoid. Whether Rava has a raya or doesn't have a raya, Rava's yisoid was that even though Shita's Rebbe is that Itzumei Shel Yoyim is mechaper, stating that Itzumei Shel Yoyim is only mechaper for averus that are non-Yom Kippur related. But if somebody eats on Yom Kippur, if somebody does malach on Yom Kippur, he's chayv koros for what he did, and for that Itzumei Shel Yoyim is not going to be mechaper. So we have Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shita is that Itzumei Shel Yoyim is mechaper. However, Itzumei Shel Yoyim is only mechaper for averus that are not Yom Kippur related, and there were three other notable exceptions. Peirik Goyel, that's a koyfer be'ikar. Someone that's a megala panav atayra, kigoy menashera, she says, and someone that's mefer bris mila. Those three averus, itzumei shoyoyim, even according to Rebbe, is not mechaper. So why are we talking about Shita's Rebbe? We're learning about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. Where did Rebbe Shita get in? Because at the end of the Mishnah discussed how a person got kapara back in the day on Yom Kippur, v'shar averus. And the pasuk said it was through the Sarah Mishtalech.
So the Seirim all came to be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Shara Averish b'Torah, Ben Eseb Ben Loisase. Whether it's Chavi Krisis, whether it's Chavi Mrs. Bezin, whether it's Shagig Ben, whether it's Mezer, whether it was Yudia, whether it wasn't Yudia, Kalos, Chamurois, it doesn't matter. All of the aforementioned you got Kapara through bringing the Sar Mishloach. And the Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was that Hayaseh Hechidami, the Sar Mishloach was mechaper for an Aseh, Manavshach. If the person did tshuva, he doesn't need Yom Kippur. Because for a mitzvah saseh, you can get kapara without Yom Kippur as long as you do tshuva. And if you didn't do tshuva, the sar mishloach shouldn't be mechaper. Zevr chasham teyeva. So the Mishnah said, "Ha mani, the Mishnah and shvu is davbeis is going according to Rebbe." So this shita mechudeshes, who by the way, the halacha is not like, we don't paskin like Rebbe. We don't paskin itzum shloyem is mechaper. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam makes it very clear that a yid has to do tshuva in order to get kapara. But the bottom line is that the stam mishnah in shvu is davez is going according to Rebbe that it's itzum shloyem is mechaper, and it's for that reason that you're going to get kapara afilu kishaloi of the tshuva for mitzvah saseh. Again, the kasha was it Yom Kippur? Is it the sar mishtalech? So for that, I am berishayim. Zok de Gemara, echad Yisrael, echad Kehanim, the echad Koyein Moshuach. So the end of the Mishnah discussed the Sa'ir, or the Kehanim. So how do Kehanim get kapara? So the Yisraelim get kapara either through the Seirim or through the Sar Mishtalech. What about for Kehanim? So the Mishnah said as follows. Echad Yisraelim, echad Kehanim, echad Koyein Moshuach. They're all the same. Ma ben Yisrael on the Kehanim and the Koyein Moshuach? Sha'par mechaper al Kehanim al Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Break the Gemara. How do you read the Mishnah? Haguf Akasha. Pasha, how do you read it? K'tani, the Mishnah said, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kehanim, Echad Koyein Moshuach. It sounds like Kehanim, Yisraelin, and Koyein Moshuach are all the same. V'hodah Tani, and then it says, Ma ben Yisrael, the Kehanim and the Koyein Moshuach. So which one is it? Are they exactly the same or are they different? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Hachikamer. Echad Yisrael, Echad Kehanim, Echad Koyein Moshuach, Mischaprin, Yisora Mishtalech, B'Shar Averus. Ve'ein Chilek Beinei. They're all the same as it relates to Shar Averus. They all get Kapara through the Sar Mishtalech. Ma Bein Yisrael, Kehanim, Echad Koyein Moshuach. What is the difference? Shapar Mechapra Al Kehanim, Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Whereas the Israelim get Kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav through the Saru. Mani, who is the Mishnah going according to Rabbi Yehudi? Tanya Rilinta Debraisa. V'Chipras Mikdash HaKodesh. It says, so this Pasuk is also in Parshas Achrimois, and it's at the very end of Parshas Achrimois, so it's already Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it starts Pasuk Aleph, this is already towards the end. The Pasuk says, V'chiper es mikdash ha-kodesh, v'sayol moyed, v'sam esbech, yichaper, alokihanu v'alkol am, hakol yichaper. And not surprisingly, the Gemara is going to darshan that this Pasuk is talking primarily about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Tanya, V'chiper es mikdash ha-kodesh, alof naiv alof them. It's talking about someone that became Tomei, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, while he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Esayol moyed, zehechel. It's talking about someone that became Tomei, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, while he was in the Hechel. Mizbeach, kimashmoy. He was involved with the Mizbeach when he became Tomei. Yichaper, elu azores. He became Tomei in the Azor. Koyhanim, kimashmoy. That whether it's Kehanim, Am Hakol, Elu Yisrael, Yichaper, Elu Alevim, Hushfu, Kulum, the Kapara, Achash, and Eschaprim, Besar, Mishtalech, Mishar, Beres, Tiv, Rebbe Yehuda. So the Pasuk is talking about Kapara and Yom Kippur. Now it's talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, but then at the end of the Pasuk lumps together the Kehanim, the Yisraelim, and the Levim, everyone is thrown in as one. So Rebbe Yehuda says, even though the Pasuk is talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, they don't get Kapara the same way, because the Kehanim get Kapara through the Par, it's only the Israelim that get Kapara through the Sar, but the Hushfu is regarding to the Shar Averus, to the Sar Mishtaleach, that's where they're together, everyone gets Kapara through the Sar Mishtaleach. Shimon Erev, Shimon says, no, Kshem Shadam Sar HaNasa Bifne Mechaper Al Yisrael, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, just like the Dam of the Sar was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav for the Israel, and Kach Dam HaPor Mechaper Al Kehanim, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Ukeshem Shavidoyev Shal Sar Mishtaleach Mechaper Al Yisrael, just like the Sar Mishtaleach was Mechaper for the Israel, and Mishar Averus, Kach Vidoyev Shal Par Mechaper Al Kehanim, Mishar Averus. It was the Vidoy that was said on the Par that was Mechaper for the Kehanim, Mishar Averus. In other words, it's Machlekes from Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, how the Kehanim got Kapara for Shar Averus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's that Pasuk that puts them all together, that's the Hushfu. They got Kapara through the Sar Mishtaleach. The Chilik in Kapara between Yisrael and Kehanim was only regarding Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, but as it relates to Shar Averus, they got Kapara in the very same way. According to Reb Shimon, no, just like they had a different Kapara for the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, they had a different Kapara for Shar Averus. What was it for Shar Averus? Yisraelim got it through the Sar Mishtaleach. The Kehanim got it through the Vidui that was said on the Par. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, Havadai Hushfu, Mai Hushfu. What's then the hushvu? We have one pasuk that puts the kayhanim, val kol amakol, yichaper, kayhanim akayhanim, kol amakol is the rest of Klal Yisrael. Yichaper is the levim. They're all together in one pasuk. Sounds like there's some similarity, there's some hashva. What is the similarity? The bnei kapara dinu. They're similar in that they all got kapara in Yom Kippur. I guess it was a havamina, maybe not. So they all got kapara in Yom Kippur. Miu kol chad v'chad mechaper b'denavshe. Each one gets kapara in his own way. My time with Reb Shimon. What's pshat of Reb Shimon? That Reb Shimon holds that the Sar of Ishtalech only worked for the Yisrael. It didn't work for the Kayhanim, the Chsev, the Lokach HaShnei HaSeirim. Iskish Sar of Ishtalech, the Sar of Nasbifin. The two Seirim were hookish to each other. Masar of Nasbifin made a Mechapa al Kayhanim, Otomus Mitzvah Gadashav. Just like the Sar of Nasbifin was only Mechapa for the Yisrael and not for the Kayhanim. So too, the Sar Mishtalech was not mechaper for the Kohanim. Meaning, there's a similarity, there's a hektish between the two Seirim. So just like the Sar Anasa Befnim was a mechaper for the Kohanim, so the Sar Anasa Bechutz also was a mechaper for the Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar L'Chol, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, L'Hachi Yiskish, you want to know why they're hookish to each other? Sheyu Shavim B'Mara Ubekoimo Ubedom. They're telling that they had to be a... They had to be twins. They had to look the same. They had to be the same height. They had to cost the same amount of money. That's the Shnei Seirim. But in terms of what they did from a kapara standpoint, they were very different. And not only were they different, the Sar HaNasa Befnim worked only for the Yisrael, not for the Kayanim. And the Sar HaNasa Bechutz, the Sar HaMishtaleach, the Sar Lazazel, that was Mechaper even for the Kayanim. So we're going to see a lot more about the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in tomorrow's daf.
So as it relates to Raid, the topic of today's daf, Daf Yud Gimel, was the latter part of the very long Mishnah on Daf Beis. The Mishnah had mentioned that the Soir HaMishtaleach, the Soir that went La'azazel, it was Mechaper Al Shal Averu Shebetayr. For all the other Averis. Meaning, up until this point, the Mishnah was talking primarily about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Yediyah Betchila, Yediyah Besoif, Yediyah Betchila, no Yediyah Besoif, no Yediyah Betchila, yes Yediyah Besoif, no Yediyah Betchila, and also no Yediyah Besoif. That's one Avera, B'Shoigeg, with a whole bunch of different permutations about it, and you have a Amid and a half of Mishnah that mentions exactly how the Yid got Kapara in the event that he was guilty for that sin. But what about all the Averos of the Torah? Says the Mishnah, Hakalois v'achamurois, Hasdoinois v'hashkogois, Hoida v'loi hoida, Asei v'lois asei, Krisos umisas bezden, Sar HaMishtaleach mechaper. It was for that that the Sar HaMishtaleach was mechaper. So as it relates to the Avoida that was done on Yom Kippur, what emerges is a fascinating anomaly, something that Be'ez Hashem we're going to talk more about in tomorrow's daf. But the Sar HaMishtaleach was for sure the climax of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. In fact, it was Mechaper for almost everything. So Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha Mechila. Yom Kippur is a day of Kapara. The Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur is a big part of what's facilitating that Kapara. The Avodah was something that was done by the Kohen Gadol. He entered Lefnai V'Lefnim. It's the majority of the day of Yom Kippur. When you learn Masechtas Yuma, it's the majority of the Masechta. And really, within that entire Avodah, there was one aspect that accomplished 99%-ish of the kapara. And that was the Soir HaMishtaleach. It was the one Soir that went Lazazel. And the truth is, at first glance, just the words of the Mishnah are Einoy Oimer Elot Darsheni. What is it about the Soir HaMishtaleach that somehow had this ability to be Mechaper so much more than all the other Karbonos? And why is it that the Soir HaMishtaleach was the climax of the Avodah on Yom Kippur? The Rambam in his Moira Nevuchim, and this is in Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Vav, that's the famous Rambam in Moira, where he talks about Tami HaKarbonos, and he discusses a lot of the nuances and a lot of the details in Dinei HaKarbonos. So Toich Dvarav, this is towards the end of the Perek, he says, Kivan Shesora Mishtaleach Bo Lechaper Al Chatoim Chamurim Betzura Koyleles Ad Kidei Kach She'ein Chatos Tzibur HaMechaperes Mashahu Mechaper. So the Rambam Toich Dvarav, when he's talking about the Sar HaMishtaleach, he throws in one line, Ad Kidei Kach, That's the Lashon HaRambam. She'ein chatos tzibur ha-mechaperes ma-shehu mechaper. The Rambam was taken aback. He was amazed. He said, there's no chatos tzibur that was mechaper in the way the Sar Mishtalech was mechaper. And he invokes the famous words, ad kidei kach, it's takapella. It's an unbelievable thing. Now the Rambam discusses that, being that it had such a koich ha-mechaper, that's why it was brought, al eretz gezeira, I ain't shown what's going on in the Meira. But the point is that it's something that really you see in the Mishnah, on Daf Beis Amid Beis, something that you see very much in today's Daf, here on Daf Yud Gimel. Just one other point, B'Teiris HaKdama, and that is, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, he talks about the Indian of Tshuva, and then the Rambam says very famously, V'chein bali chatois v'ashamois, someone that was obligated to bring a chatos or an asham, be'ichem evim karbon eiseyem, al shigigasam oy al zdoina. When they came to bring their carbon for that ver that they did b'shoigig, or for that ver that they did b'mesed, ein meschaper lehem b'karbonam ad sheyasu Tshuva. Their carbon did not give them kapara unless they did Tshuva and vidui, and the Rambam brings a pasuk. The Rambam continues, V'chein kol mechuyavei miseis bezden, ומחויבי מלכוס אין מסחפ להם במיסוסון אוי בלקיוסון עד שיעשו תשובה ויסוודו. If somebody was chayiv Mises Bezdin and he got Mises Bezdin, if somebody was chayiv Malkus and he got Malkus, says the Rambam, the Mises Bezdin and the Malkus in and of itself was not mechaper עד שיעשו תשובה. וכן החויב בחברו אוי המזיק ממנו אף על פי ששירם לוי מה שהוא חייב לוי אין אוי מסחפר עד שיסוודו ויושב, and he has to do תשובה. Says the Rambam, all the different things that you find in the Torah that were mechaper, whether it's the Karban Chatos and the Karban Ash, whether it's Misas Bezdin or Malkos, or even Chiyuvei Tashlumim, all of these things were only mechaper if the Yid did Tshuva. If the Yid didn't do Tshuva, all these heebie-jeebie types of kaparas, even Misas Bezdin, Malkos, Mammon, all these things did not have the ability to be mechaper. Stating that, says the Rambam, and this is Mamish in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. The first Rambam that we read from is the Seifa of Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. This is Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Sora Mishtalech. The Sora Mishtalech, the Fisha who kapar l'chol Yisrael, being that it was mechaper for Gans Kla Yisrael, Kohen Gadol misvada olav aloshen Kla Yisrael. When the Kohen Gadol would say vidui on the Sora Mishtalech, he would invoke all of Kla Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hisvada olav es kol avoynois b'nei Yisrael. The Rambam continues, Sora Mishtalech mechaper al kol aveiros shebetayr. The Sora Mishtalech was mechaper for all the aveiros in the Torah. Hakalois v'hachamurois. Bein she'ova bezod. Everything was nischaper with the Sar Mishtalech. Says the Rambam, it's only true if the person did tshuva. If the person did not do tshuva, then the Sar was mechaper, but only for the kalos. Says the Rambam. So the Rambam says that just like I said, chayvei chatois v'ashamois, and mechuyavei mises bezden, and mechuyavei malkos, and a chayvei b'chaveiro oyam azik mamoinoi. Even though the Torah prescribes their oynish, but the only time they're going to get kapara, full atonement, is if they do tshuva. The same is true for the sar mishtalech. The sar mishtalech, which was mechaper, in the words of the Rambam, al kol averus shebetayra. There too, you had to do tshuva. Stating that, the Rambam immediately throws in a massive asterisk. And the Rambam says that the only time you would have to do tshuva in order to get kapara from the Sar Mishtaleach is if you try to get kapara for the chamuris, which the Rambam's definition is Mises Bezdin and Krisos. If, however, we're dealing with the kalois, which are everything else, even lois assays, and certainly assays, then the Sara Mishtalech was mechaper, even if you didn't do tshuva. In other words, the Rambam's telling us that there's an incredible anomaly when it comes to the Sara Mishtalech. All the mechaperim in the Torah were only mechaper with tshuva. The Sara Mishtalech, albeit faveroi's kalois, which are not so kal, Isa says and says, there the Sara Mishtalech was mechaper, afilu loy asa tshuva. And the emes is that this Rambam is a mechudesh de Rambam. Not only is it a mechudesh de Rambam, at first glance, it actually is inconsistent with the sugya. Because the Gemara was discussing the fact that the Sara Mishtalech is mechaper naseh. And the Gemara asks, memonav shach, if the person did tshuva, then loy zaz misham at shemoich. And if the person didn't do tshuva, it's zevach rasham tayeva. And the Gemara got involved, and shittas Rebbe, itzuma shal yomis mechaper. Right, that was the sugya. L'chura, according to the Rambam, the Sar Mishtaleach, for sure, when it comes to asay, is mechaper afilu layasa tshuva. And there is no halach of zevach rasham tayeva. Now, the Rambam says, as it relates to Chamurois, there is halacha you have to do tshuva. But the Gemara very, very clearly was discussing asay, and the Gemara said zevach rishon toyevo, which was mashma that the Sara Mishtalech would only be mechaper even for asay, which in the Rambam's world is from the kalois, if the person did tshuva. Because the Mishnah asks this kasha, the Lechem Mishnah asks this kasha. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, you don't see this every day, says v'tzorachia. He says, v'tzarach in, have no pshat in the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah tries to give us a chanetza. If you look at the broader Mefarshei Rambam, the Merkavis HaMishnah and others, they all shtel tzu that the Rambam's Makar was a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is right here in the first parak in the Sechta Shchuas, and in the Yerushalmi is very mashma like the Rambam, and even though in the Bavli it's not mashma that way, but the Rambam was coming from a Yerushalmi. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you see in the Rambam another anomaly. L'chayra rooted in Yerushalmi. But another anomaly as it relates to the Sar Mishtalech. And that is, although all the Mechaprim are only Mechaprim Kishasa Tshuva, the Sar Mishtalech has the ability to be Mechaprim even if you didn't do Tshuva. And again, it's something that's Tzarech Bir Maishna, the Sar HaMishtalech, from all the other Mechaprim, that the Mechaprim in general only work if the person did Tshuva. But when it comes to the Sar Mishtalech, even if you didn't do Tshuva. So again, two questions. Number one, what is it about the Sar Mishtalech that it's mechaper al kol averus shebetoyra? Who ever heard of such a thing? Even the Sar Lashem was mechaper for something. The power that the Kohen Gadol brought was mechaper for something else. A person did an avera. Every avera that you did, you had to bring a carbon, right? If a person was over a chayve malchus and he got asra again and again and again, you'd get malchus again and again and again. The Oinchim are so nuanced, yet there's this one carbon that's so all-encompassing, the Sar Mishtalech, that it has the ability to be Mechaper al kol averoi shebetayra. And not just that, you see, it has the ability to be Mechaper afilu kishayoloi asa tshuva, albeit in certain situations. And again, L'chayra, this is something that's very, very Tzarech Bir. But it could be the Pshat is, and it could be this is even MS, and it could be it's even Pashen. Based on something that we've spoken about, Be'ezus Hashem, many times over the years. It's a davar mefursim, but I think it's kedai to chazer it over, befrat b'shvil davar she'nes chadash ba. And that is, the Eben Ezra, in Parshas Achrimos, on the Parsha of the Shnei Se'irim. So he quotes one of the Kadmoinim, Rav Shmuel, who made a diak in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'nosen aharin al shnei ha-se'irim goyrolois. Goyrol echod la'shem, v'goyrol echod la'zaza. One of these Seirim, one of the Geirolois, was going to go Lashem, and the other one was going to go Lazazel. Says Rav Shmuel that this Pasuk is making me a little bit uncomfortable. He said, because it sounds like of the two Seirim, one of them is going to go Lashem, but the other one is not going to go Lashem. Now, where is it going to go? It's going to go Lazazel. What is Azazel? I don't even know, but that's not the point. The point is, it sounds like it's not Lashem. Because if that Sar is also going Lashem, then it's not Goyrolach Echod Lashem, it's both Goyrolos that are going Lashem. So Rav Shmuel was very bothered with this question, and he said that Afal Pisha Kosib is Sar Achatash Hu Lashem, and it's mashma that the Sar Echol Azazel is not Lashem, Gam Asar HaMishtaleach Hu Lashem. Avada the Sar Mishtaleach is Lashem, it says Lazazel, so the Eben Ezra doesn't say how Rav Shmuel got out of this. But the Eben Ezra quotes Rav Shmuel as struggling and grappling to understand Pashup Shad and the Pasuk, which at first glance would seem to suggest that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is bringing a carbon, not Lashem. Abba says, the Eben Ezra, they ain't tzarech. But Rav Shmuel's mutcherai really was shaloi l'tzarech. He didn't have to get so bothered by this. Ki ha-mishtaleach inenu carbon. Because the truth is that the Sar ha-mishtaleach was not a carbon. It wasn't a carbon. Ki lo yishachet. There was no shchita, right? It was thrown down a cliff. Says the Eben Ezra, if you have the ability to understand the secret, that follows the word Azazel, Teda Soidoi, then you'll understand its Soid, the Soid Shemoi, and the Soid of its name, Kiyesh Lei Chaverim B'Mikra, because there's already precedent for its secret and other psukim in the Torah. And then the Ebenezer says, V'ani Agalo L'cho K'tzas HaSoid B'Remez, and I'm going to reveal to you a little bit the secret, albeit B'Remisa B'Yoscha, Ben Shloshim V'Sholosh Teda Enu, when you're going to be 33 years old, it's at that point you're going to know what the secret is. So the Eben Ezra is clearly speaking in riddles and in enigmas, and it's obvious that Eben Ezra saw a big soid in the Sa'ir Lazazel. By the way, totally accepting the diak of Rav Shmuel, and that is only Sar Echa that went Lashem. The other Sar went Lazazel. What the secret is, says Devin Ezra, when you'll be 33 years old, you'll understand it. Just speaking for myself, I didn't understand it even when I turned 33 years old. But the point is, clearly there's some sort of Sa'id going on over here, which the Eben Ezra didn't want to reveal. But it's Yudua that Ramban, right here Allah Torah, brings the Eben Ezra, and he says as follows, one of the beautiful lines in Ramban, V'hine Rabbi Avram Neman Ruach Mechasad Avar. He says, Rabbi Avram, the Eben Ezra was a trustworthy person. He knew how to keep a secret. Avalania Rachel Megala Sa'idai. He said, I can't control myself. I don't have the ability to keep a secret. And the truth is that the reason I'm comfortable right now revealing the soid shekvar gilu Rabbi Seinu zal oisay b'mekoy mois rabim, because Chazal already were megalah the soid in many, many different places. And Ramban goes ahead and he quotes two of the places where Chazal talked about it. One is Bereshis Rabba, Samechei Tesvav, and the other one, which is the primary source of the Ramban, is in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer and Perek Memvav. And the truth is, the Ramban doesn't quote the Zohar HaKadosh, Kemuvin, but really it's mefurish what the Ramban's about to say in Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Emor, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Ayin Shon. And basically, the Toichin Hadvarim goes something like this. I'll read it from Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Umefurish mizeh bepirket Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol Perek Memvav. Lefichach hayu noisnin oisay lisamael shoychad biyoyim akipurim shelo yaakev es karbonim. We know that the way the Eibishter created the system is that there's a satan, and the satan's job is to be mekatrik. He's the prosecution. His job is to go and literally say all the bad things, all the Lashon Hara, all the Lishna Bisha that you could possibly say about Klal Yisrael. Who is the Satan? So in the world of Pnimius, it's the Samech Mem. It's Saroi Shel Esav. That's who it is. So the Samech Mem, who of course appears a lot in Kabbalistic literature and in different Midrashim and in different Chazals, he is the embodiment of the Satan. And his avoida, his job is to go and to be mekatrig against Klal Yisrael. And every single day, 9 to 5, this is what he does. He goes and he literally stands in front of the Kisei HaKavod and he says, this year did that Avera, and that year did that Avera. And Yom Kippur, which is the day of Slicha Mechila, it's the day of the Yom HaKadosh, the Torah understood that the only way the Yidden would be able to get kapara for all the averus that they did during the course of the year is if on some level they were able to neutralize the Samech Mem. Because if the Samech Mem is going to be standing in the court and he is going to be there with his team of attorneys and he's going to be prosecuting, then there's no one that's going to be able to withstand what it is that the prosecution is going to be arguing. So it's for that reason the Torah came up with a tachbula. The Eitzah is that on Yom Kippur we give the Samech Mem Shoychad. We give him Shoychad. We bribe him. We bribe him to be quiet. So like this he won't be Mekatrik. What's the Shoychad that we give him? We give him a carbon. That's what we do. That carbon was the Sar Echad Lazazah. Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that when the Kohen Gadol would bring the Sar Echad Hashem, he understood that if you were going to bring that carbon in and of itself, that carbon was never going to be able to do what it's supposed to do. In fact, the entire Avod of Yom Kippur wasn't going to do what it's supposed to do because there's going to be a Mekatri Kinegadin. And how's the Avod of Yom Kippur going to be a Reach Nichayach when there's the prosecution that's screaming it's going to be a Pchin of Toivel V'Sheretz B'Yadah? So together with the Sar Echad Hashem came along the Sar Echad Azazel. And that Sar Echad Azazel's job is to allow the Sar Echad Hashem and really all of the Karbonis and the entire Avodah to be Oilu L'Ratzin. And that is by quieting the Mekatrik. And how are we quieting the Mekatrik? We're quieting the Mekatrik by going ahead and giving him a little B'Shoichat. And the truth is, really, to properly appreciate this Ramban, have to revisit some of the Rambans and some of the Yesoidas that he repeats many times. Number one, the way you deal with Esav is with Shoichat. Ramban talks about this in Parshas Vayishlach. Maisa of a similar bottom, Vayishlach Yaakov Mincha. The way the Yid fears with Esav is always by giving him Shoichat, by giving him a Mincha. This is Sarish Shal Esav. And we deal with Sarish Shal Esav the way we deal with Esav and Kol Yoitzeh Chalotzav. And that is Medabissel Shoichat. But another point that gives you the richness of feeling in terms of what's going on in this Ramban is when the Ramban talks about Avodah Zarah in all the different places, and he says that once upon a time the pagans, they used to worship the Elohim Acherim, and they worshipped it because there was something to it. Now the Torah says don't do it, and for the Yid to do it could be it's foolish, right? All the Rambans that we spoke about recently in Chumashir. But the bottom line is that this was a pagan custom, and custom rooted in logic, in rationale, and that is that if you give a carbon to a malach, to an Elohim Acherim, you're actually accomplishing something. There's a tayelis, and that's exactly what the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. He would give some sort of carbon to Sarish Shal Esav, to the Samach Mem, and that's this inyan of Sar Echel Hashem and Sar Echel Azazel. The Ramban says that once you understand this, you could understand even more things related to the Sar Azazel. Number one, why did the Kohen Gadol have to make a gyro? Right, such a funny thing, especially when you learn the sugis and Masechtas Yuma. There's even chakiras in the Gemara. What would be if the Kohen Gadol would say, I want this Sar to be Lashem and this Sar to be Lazazel? He wouldn't make the gyro. It's ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. A lot of the Geshmaki Yuma sugis are related to the gyro. But really, the whole gyro is a funny zach. Like, you're making a lottery. What's this all about? This is the holiest day of the year, and the winner is, right? What's Pashup Shat? Says the Ramban, it's because the Sar Echel Azazel is really on some level Epis Vas and Akrav Alavay Dazara. Right? Something that on a regular day you'd never be allowed to do. If somebody wakes up in the morning and brings the Sar Azazel, that's Avay Dazara. That's Yaharu Gaval Yav. That's the worst Avera Yid could possibly do. That's the second of the Ten Commandments. The point is, that's something that's extremely, extremely chomer. And being that there's an inyan, there's a reyach of Avodah Zarah, so to speak, that's taking place over here. So it's for that reason the Torah said, I don't want the Kohen Gadol to go and say, I want this Tsar to be Lazazel. So what you do is you make a Geirol. A Geirol is Me Hashem Yotza Adover. And like this, the Kohen Gadol himself is not the one that's actually saying and designating this Tsar to end up going Lazazel. Another thing the Ramban says, with this you can understand, is that there's a Chazal. The Chazal talk about the Chukei HaTorah, and the Medrash says that what's an example of a chayk? The Parah Aduma and the Sar Lazazel. Right? Everyone knows the Parah Aduma, Zayis Chukis HaTorah. But there's a Chazal that says it's the Parah Aduma and the Sar Lazazel. Right? The Ramban, Memarashach. The Parah Aduma and the Sar Lazazel? Why? Because it's like a hakrav. It's to say all the karbanas. What's unique about the Parah Aduma and in your name about the Sar Lazazel? Says the Ramban, it's Pashat. The word is that all karbanas have added this soydis in the karbanas. Ramban talks about it in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. But these were not karbanas. The Sar Lazazel was brought in Eretz Gzeirah. It's brought in the Midbar somewhere. The Parah Aduma was brought on Harazesim. You're making epis Krovo, that's not Lashem, it's not a carbon, and you're getting kapara, you're getting tyra, zois chukas atyra, and that's why we single out the Sar Mishtaleach. But either way, says the Ramban, that you want to understand the soid of the Sar Lazazel, the soid that the Eben Ezra was referring to, the soid that the Eben Ezra was a Nemaruch Mechasad, but he didn't want to reveal. The soy that the Ramban said, Ani Arochel Megala Soydoi, it's this inyan. It's the fact that the Sar Lazazel was taken not a hakrova to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a hakrova to the Samach Mem, that's embodied somehow in this word Azazel. And the reason we did it is because the Samach Mem is the Mekatrig, and today is the Yom Slicha Mechila, and we have no choice. We have to somehow bribe the Mekatrig. So like this, he won't do his thing, and the way we get the Mekatrig to be quiet, the way we accomplish this Haskateger, is by going ahead and giving him a little bit Shaychat. At the very, very end of this very long Ramban, the Ramban says that, so what did the Eben Ezra mean when he said that in Yechilas Lahavin Asoid Shu Acham Milas Azazel Teida Soidoy Besoid Shmoy Ki Yeshloi Chaverim Bemikra Vania Galil Chaktsas Asoid Biremz Biyoischem and Shloishem Vashalish Tida Enu. So there's a lot of riddles within the riddle here, right? There's a lot of words, and really, if you could unlock those words, working backwards, we'd get to this Ramban. So the Ramban goes and he explains a little bit what this means, but just one point that the Ramban says in Yonenu, that the Ibn Ezra said, when you're going to be 33 years old, you're going to understand it. Says the Rabban, if you count 33 psukim from the pasuk of Sar Echad Hashem, v'sar Echad Lazazel, or Goyrol Echad Hashem, v'goyrol Echad Lazazel, the pasuk says, v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim la'seirim. The Torah says that there's an iser to shecht even a carbon b'chutz, there's an iser to be mailo a carbon b'chutz, and the reason is, v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim la'seirim, to prevent the yid from, in the future, being oived avodah zarah. 33 psukim later, the Torah mentions avodah zarah, and it uses the word se'irim. Says the Ramban, this is what the Rabbi Ezra was trying to say. What Ibn Ezra was trying to say is that this is a hakrav of avodah zarah. And fakir, this pasuk connects with the pasuk 33 psukim later. That even though right now I'm telling you there's an inyan of goyro lechad lazazel, of v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim la'seirim. If you look at the Ramban on that pasuk, v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim la'seirim, the Ramban's medayik, v'lo yizbuchu oid. What's the oid? Ramban says, you see from here, alolu oivde avodah zarah, the yidu oivde avodah zarah, because the Torah is telling them v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim. But the Ramban also says, take a look at what I wrote 33 psukim earlier. This is the v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim la'seirim. Because once the Torah was matted, the Sar Echad Lazazel, so now already there's a geshrek. Now we're scared. What's going to be if the Yidden are going to learn from this and they're going to be oivid more avodah zarah? Al zeh nema the parash of shchutei chutz. Al zeh nema the parash of Allah's chutz. So it should be v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim la'seirim. But there's one thing you see from this Ramban and Ibn Ezra, which is above our pay grade, which is fascinating. And that is that the way the Sar Mishtaleich worked was fundamentally different from the way that all karbanos work. A carbon, a chatos, a ashan, even misas bezdin and malchus, or if someone's chayvul bechaveroi, where he's chayv bechamisha dvarim, or if someone's over the arbavos nezikin, where he just has a good old fashioned chiyuv mamon. The aside of all those things that the person is doing, or the punishment that he's receiving, is to make the avera go away. Person did an avera, and because he did an avera, he has this pgam, he has this inyan that he has to deal with. So these mechaprim somehow are melabein the chet, and they make the chet go away. That's the tsura, that's the gedder, the gang of how all these mechaprim worked. The Sar Mishtaleach worked fundamentally different. The yisoid of the Sar Mishtaleach is not that it's mechaper the avoinos. The yisoid of the Sar Mishtaleach is that you got the prosecution to drop the case. And if there's no prosecutor, well, then you have nothing to defend and you have nothing to worry about. As it relates to all the mechaprim, there's a court case. There's a mechaper, there's a this, there's a that. Nimnu v'gomru, the judge and the jury decide, bring a chatas, bring the nasham, do this, do that. The Sar Mishtaleach is the prosecution says, you know something, we're dropping the case. Why? He was bribed, that's why. But the bottom line is, he's walking away from this and he's saying that this is not something I'm going to want to deal with. A person that does an avera, if you want kapara for that avera, there's a very nuanced way to get the kapara. Chayvi krisis b'shoigig, you go and you bring a chatas. If you wanted the chayvi ashamais, you bring an asham. If someone did something which is chayv misas bezdin, skilas reifa herik v'chenik, that's what you do. If you're included in the Elohein aloikin, you do that. If you're a sugi in bava kama somewhere, so good. Then learn bava kama. You figure out what you're supposed to do. It's very nuanced. And the mechaper that you do is going to be mechaper for the thing that you did. Oh, and by the way, the Rambam says it only works kishas tshuva. But the Sar Mishtaleach is fundamentally different. The Sar Mishtaleach means that the Satan says, I'm taking the day off. The Satan says, I'm not being mekatrik. I'm not being mekatrik. Because the Satan is not being mekatrik, so what happens is, there's no prosecution. If there's no prosecution, then the carbon that you're bringing on this day, which is the holiest day of the year, now all of a sudden is going to be able to do its thing. There's no one that's arguing averos. If there's no one that's arguing averos, well, if there's no prosecution, no prosecution. There's no prosecution on the kalois, there's no prosecution on the chamurois. There's no prosecution on the essay, on the lois essay. Whether it was hoida or was loy hoida. Even if it's chayvi mises bezer or chayvi krisis, l'shoyne azov shal Rambam. There's no prosecution, I'll call averos shebetayra. So if there's no prosecution, no one you have to worry about. Oh, and by the way, why do you even have to do tshuva? Tshuva is a chelik of the process of getting kapara for an individual chet when there's a prosecution. But to the extent that there is no prosecution, well then, there's nothing to worry about. And that's the koyach of the Sar Mishtaleach. That's the reason that the Sar Mishtaleach was able to be mechaper for everything. Just add one knitch. Moshe Lama Dava Doima. Chafetz Chaim. In the beginning of Shmiras HaLashon. This is in Shara Schira. It's in Perek Beis. So he talks about the Chomer HaAvoin of Lashon Hara, and he struggles to understand. I mean, he wrote so many Sfarim on this Indian, but Lashon Hara is the most Chomer from all the Averas, right? Kishem Shatamba Torah is the mitzvah that's connected kulam, so to Lashon Hara is the Avera that's connected kulam. And what's this Indian? And Kiddush Chafetz Chaim has different mahalchim, but one of the things the Chafetz Chaim said very, very stark, and it's really based on a Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Pekudei, where the Zohar HaKadosh says a cryptic line. He says, V'kulu dal Torin, these are all the prosecutors, La Asara, La Hay Chivya Rabba, La Mehevei dal Toira al Alma, in order to be ma'ira them and to allow them to do their thing, the koila begin high isaru delishna bishna kad kaimes arusa delay lasata. And what this means, and this is the way all the Mefarshei Hazayah explain it, is that in Shemayim there's a Makatrik, and the Makatrik is Makatrik. But the only way in Shemayim the Makatrik is able to be Makatrik is if on this world, Yidden are mekatrig against each other. If somebody says something bad about another Yid, so he's being mekatrig. And his maisa kitrug is what gives the mekatrig, his mazri ruchni that he needs in the ulamos, to be mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. Without him being mekatrig in this world, in Shemayim, there would be no ability for the Makatrik to be able to do anything. If you look at the Pirish on the Zohar from the Pardes Rimoinim was written by the Ramak, Ramosha Kardavera, the Baal Tema Devera. He says, V'loy lechinam amru chazal, shaloshin hori hi avera chamura biyoyser, v'shkulo kavoy dezoru gilai rayosh v'shfichas dobin, shekein al yedei loshin hora misoyra kitrug al kol oilam. Because it's through loshin hora that it's misoyra kitrug. And what the Ramak wrote, Bekitzer, the Chavetz Chaim wrote very much by Richos, and Kedarka Bakoydesh, he plays it out, how the Ebeshter has his Yeled Shashuai, which is Klai Yisrael, and all he wants is that Klai Yisrael should have good, but he knows Klai Yisrael is doing Averis, but he's willing to look away. I'm going to ignore it, I'm not going to pay attention to it. But then all of a sudden the prosecution comes in and it gives the Eibishter no choice but to go ahead and to judge Klai Yisrael. What caused the prosecution to go in? The fact that you didn't speak Lashon Hara. Because if we're not mekatrig against each other, well then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to not have to deal with the Mekatrig in the Shemayim. And says the Chafetz Chaim, so it comes out that when a Yid speaks Lashon Hara, it forces the Eibishter to now judge his HaBen Yaakov Ephraim and Yelet Shashum. These are Mamash's Lashonis. And this is something that he so doesn't want to do, right? Ukishiyeloi la'odah ben Yaakov, v'yelet shashuim, v'uray eyu she'enoi misnayi kashuro, afal pikein hu mechapa olav, meroi v'avosay oysay, v'afim yasrenu lefamim, yeh berev chanina v'chemla, omnam, im yavoyu eyla v'anashim pam, ushtayim, v'yisapru loi meroi v'kulkulei b'noi, eich shehu meiriv u'meskoytei tem anashim aloi dover, v'shu malbin u'mach b'la koel, v'vada yiskap above v'koyach hakas. Then he has no choice. So says the Chafetz Chaim, the Eibush is willing to look away from every aver that we do. He's Muchin to look away. But if the Makatrik doesn't give the Eibishter a choice, well then the Eibishter has no choice. And that's why the Eibishter has no choice but to punish Klal Yisrael. Who gives the Makatrik his ability to be Makatrik, says the Zohar? It's when we're Makatrik. It's when we speak Lashon Hara. And says Chavetz Chaim, that's why Lashon Hara is so chamer. Right, the Gemara says that the second base of Mikdash was destroyed because of Sinus Chinam. Chavetz Chaim said it's Lashon Hara, it's Mefurish Rashi. We've spoken about this in the Sugi Bar Kamsa Bar Kamsa. It's an often a Rashi. Mamash are Rashi. Rashi says it wasn't Sinus Chinam. It was the Lashon Hara of the whole story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. And everyone knows Chavetz Chaim already asked the Kasha, what? Go through. Right, just read the Flavius Josephus, read Sefer Yosefon. All the averus that were going on at that point, it was Lashon Hara. The Teretz is Vehenei Nadvara. We could do averus, but if there's no Mekatrik, the Eibush is Mechapa. Then you don't have to worry. And if you don't have to worry, everything's going to be Beseder. But because we speak Lashon Hara, Chalila, that's what gives the Mekatrik his Koyach. It says the Chafetz Chaim, page after page after page. That's why this is such a Chomer Digazach. The Chafetz Chaim was already megala this Indian, that the Yidden could do averos, but if there's no mekatrig, then the Eibishter looks away. And because the Eibishter looks away, so for that reason, this is not something that we have to worry about. This Indian mamish is the Sarah Mishtalech. The side of the Sarah Mishtalech is not getting rid of the averos, but it's getting rid of the Mekatrik. And if there's no Mekatrik, then the Eibishter can look at Klal Yisrael and say, Ben Yakili Ephraim, Im Yelich Ashuim, and he's Mechapa, Meroi Vahavasa Yoisai, and he doesn't have to worry about anything. Luli de Mistafina, We know that when the Kohen Gadol used to enter Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur, so he used to bring a special carbon, right? He did some of the Hazayis, and additionally, there was one carbon that was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was a Keteris. Like Chafnov, the special Keteris that was brought Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, in Masechtas Yuma Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Tani Rab Chanina, what was Amak Keteris Mechaperis? What was the purpose of that Keteris? The purpose of the Keteris that was brought on Yom Kippur Lefnai V'Lefnim was Kapara for Lashon Hara. The Kohen Gadol has his one moment. He's entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's going to Lefnai. He's going to be there for a very short period of time. There's one carbon he could bring right there. What's the carbon that he's bringing? It's a Keteris to be Mechapra on Lashon Hara. It could be Vehenei Nadvarim. Because the Avodah of Yom Kippur was very much contingent upon this idea that the Mekatrig is not going to be able to do his thing. That's what it's contingent on. That's why we brought the Sora Mishtaleach. Well, part and parcel of that is to get them Mekatrik to not be Mekatrik. How does the Yid get the Mekatrik not to be Mekatrik? By not speaking Lashon Hara. So the Kohen Gadol brought a Keteris to be Mechaper on the Chet of Lashon Hara. If the Yid didn't get Kapar on the Chet of Lashon Hara, now you don't have to worry about the Mekatrik. The Keteris that was brought Lefnai V'Lefnim is Mamish Heinei Nadvarim, like the Sara Mishtalech. Two of the pinnacles and the climaxes of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. One is being done in the Midbar, in Eretz Kseira, Al Yidei the Ishiti. The other one's being done by the Kohen Gadol Lefnai V'Lefnim Mamish. But they're both El Kivun Echad. The Kivun is to get the Mekatrik to go away. Through the Sar Mishtaleach, we knock out the Mekatrik, like Devin Ezra said, like the Ramban explained, based on the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer and the Medrash and the Zohar. This Inyan, this big Soyed of the Sar Lazazel, as it relates to the Chet of Lashon Hara, that's like the Chafetz Chaim said, based on the Zohar Kodesh Parshas Pikudei, like the Ramak said in Pardes Rimoinim, that really the reason Lashon Hara is Shokul Kineged Lulaveis, because that's what gives the Mekatrik the ability. They're both doing the same thing, and they're so critical to the success of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. That's why there was such an emphasis. The truth is, if you look at the last paragraph of the Chafetz Chaim, here in Shar HaSechira Perek Beis, this is how he ends. He says, "V'hinei mikol zeh nucha lahavel asgoyda la'oynish, sh'ro'yu lovay ala ovin amar azeh ba'ilum azeh ba'ilum haba, u'leficha chizir oysonu David HaMelech olu v'asholem, kishenach bo yitzlichti oyschaye ad ba'ilum haba, miyo ish achof yitzchayim, v'yomim toivim ba'ilum azeh, sh'tchilas hakol lintzar haloshon meira, v'kama anu tzrichim lehizboishesh, u'lehikole me'akodesh baruchu, sh'anu mispalelim elo b'yomim noiroyim, has kategor v'kach saneger tachtov, v'anachnu ba'atzmei Al Yidei Aloshin Harishalano, Ma'irin Oisai Venoisloi Koyach Lakatrek, Hashem Yasin Beinenu Ahava Vaachva Vishalim Vireos. Mamish Vehein Hein Hadvarim. On Yom Kippur we daven Has Kateger Venach Kachsaneger. That's the Avodah, because that's really the best way to get out of a situation. That's the best way to get Slichu Mechila. Has Kateger Vekachsaneger. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was done through the Sar Mishtaleach. Now, and through the Keteris that was brought Lefnai V'Lefnim. Abba Bizmanenu, says the Chafetz Chaim, the one thing we can do is if we have Ahava V'Achva V'Sholim V'Reyos, if we're not Mekatrig against each other, says the Chafetz Chaim, then we can come to the Eibishter, and then we can daven, and we can say, Has Kateger V'Kach Saneger Tachto. And if we do that, all the Avdeiros, doesn't matter if they're kalis or chamurois. It doesn't matter if they're b'mezer or b'shoigig, if it's hoida or loy hoida. It doesn't matter if it's mises bezer or if it's krisas. All of them are going to be neschaper. Because if we're not mekatrik, there's no mekatrik in Shemayim, and then David is going to look down at us, and he's going to say, Abein yakeli afrayim, im yelet shashuim, umeiroiv avosay eleinu, who bring the gula shalem of Meir v'yameinu.